The election approaching will test the Tea Party as well as the two-party system.
We know Tea Partiers are angry about many things, and sometimes it seems like a righteous anger.
It mentioned his name in the Bible. I think it was under Hebrew, but it stated Barack Obama, and they took his name and they separated his name, and they deciphered it, and Barack Obama, in its content, means Antichrist.
That's a Tea Party protester in D.C. last month. Is this at heart a religious movement?
With the Constitution as a sacred text?
On The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Monday, October 18th. Time to get the week off to the right start.
I guess if you play the Constitution backwards, it says don't vote for Barack Obama.
Oh, I thought it said Paul is dead.
Beatles albums. Not just Beatles albums. Right. Let's get a check of the morning's top news stories this morning. With 2 weeks left until Election Day, both the clock and polls are working against Democrats. President Obama is trying to fire up the base.
Just like you did in 2008, you can defy the conventional wisdom, the kind that says you can't overcome the cynicism of our politics.
Speaking in Columbus, Ohio last night, the president again made the case that it was Republicans who put the country in its current mess.
We do not want what they are selling. We've been there before, and we are not going back.
And for the first time this election season, the First Lady was campaigning at her husband's side.
Can we do this?
Yes, we can!
Can we do this?
Yes, we can!
Are you fired up and ready to go?
Polls show that Michelle Obama's approval ratings are more than 20 points higher than the president's. She's a bit of a big gun there on the campaign trail. The Tea Party is rallying its base as well. The Tea Party Express launches a national bus tour from Nevada today, stopping in 28 cities over the next 2 weeks. Meanwhile, new evidence of what's become known as the enthusiasm gap. An Associated Press poll shows only half the people who voted Democrat in 08 say they'll show up this time. But two-thirds of those who voted Republican say they'll definitely vote. Early voting gets underway this morning in Texas, Florida, and several other states.
We still don't have the results from last month's elections in Afghanistan. They were expected to be announced yesterday, but that was postponed. The New York Times says it's because fraud was so widespread, nearly 25% of the votes are likely to be thrown out. An independent election commission has found problems at more than 1,200 voting sites. WikiLeaks is preparing to disclose as many as 500,000 classified documents related to the war in Iraq. The Pentagon has assembled a 120-member team to review the material as soon as it's posted online. It would be the largest security breach in history. It's expected sometime in next week. The largest since the last time that WikiLeaks disclosed a bunch of documents online. Delegates from almost every country are in Japan this morning. They're taking part in the United Nations conference that's looking for new ways to combat the destruction of the natural world.
Nature's in serious trouble. I think everything we can measure tells us that nature is in trouble and we need to do something about it.
That's Dr. Jane Smart. She's with the International Union for the Conservation of Nature. Scientists will look for ways to ensure the survival of threatened species. And it turns out Americans were in a less giving mood last year. The nation's 400 largest charities say donations dropped by 11% overall in 2009. That's the worst decline in 20 years. Looking at the markets, Asian markets are down. European indices are mixed. Futures are down right now. The Dow starts at 11,062, the S&P at 1,176, and the NASDAQ will open at 2,468. So it's really not that difficult to find headlines about religious intolerance. Campbell's Soup is taking a lot of flack for making soups that will conform to halal standards for Muslims. But
That's a controversy?
Yeah, there's a controversy over them making soup.
Halal soup. Food is a controversy?
Yeah. Later in the hour, Robert Putnam joins us. He's going to talk about why actually there's more religious tolerance in the country than we think.
We're
wondering what you think. Is our society more religiously polarized than ever or more tolerant? Tell us what you see in your own community. Call 877-8-MY-TAKE or leave a comment at thetakeaway.org.
Coming up, what does the Tea Party movement worship?
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.